Good evening, class. I'm glad you found your way into Ghostly Talk's room. I will now take roll. Scott L. Scott L. Scott L. Scott L.
He's sick. I saw him, my ex-boyfriend's sister's roommate's cousin saw him passed out at the Guar concert last night.
Thank you for that explanation. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Doug.
I'm Will.
And now we've got a silent Scott out. Okay. No, in the pre-show, we were indeed listening to some clips that Will ever so famously provides. And one of them was, of course, the famous...
I'm Scott L.
Oh, hi, Scott L. And we indeed did listen to the Ferris Bueller clip. That was pretty cool.
Oh, so that was the inspiration for doing what you just did.
Yes, that was.
I was up warming coffee up and getting Will some ice. And
yeah.
I just heard, like, Scott L., Scott L., Scott L. And I'm like,
Did it remind you of what you just heard of the pre-show?
Yeah, I didn't think about that, but I thought that somebody brought a record player down here and recorded my voice to vinyl and just, like, it skipped or something like that. I didn't know what happened. And, of course, then, you know, short-term memory kicked in. The hamster started spinning.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. Oh, they're being funny down there. Funny guys.
That's
funny
way
guys.
Too funny. Yes, this is indeed Ghostly Talk. And we already introduced ourselves. Let's do it again. I'm Doug.
I'm Scott L.
I'm Will.
And we are broadcast live on Sunday nights from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Yeah.
We're now in Eastern Daylight Time, which is than Indianapolis. Indianapolis is in Eastern Standard Time year-round.
Yeah.
So they are indeed an hour behind us. I had no clue.
Yeah.
But,
that's why we were so tired, too.
I know. Well, I discovered that last night or two nights ago on the phone with our own... Enchanted Soul, Miss Kelly McLeod.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, no, they're on a different time zone. I'm like, no, they're not. And we fought about it until I looked it up. And she was right. They're on a different time zone in the summer, but the same time zone in the winter. It's weird. I don't know.
That's not confusing or anything, you know?
Freaking.
That wouldn't confuse anybody at all.
No, hardly confusing.
Well, the sun does funny things, I guess.
They don't save daylight is all.
They don't feel the need to save daylight.
Mm-hmm. Hence the signs when you're you know driving down and you see on the corners, you know, save daylight. And I thought, save daylight? I thought it was always like, you know, save humanity,
save Mohammed or something,
world, blah, blah, blah. You know, I never got it.
We need more daylight here in Detroit because we have a lot more crime.
Okay,
I think that's the reason for that.
I mean, we
can look the statistics up, but I don't think Indiana has... as much crime, possibly.
Well, considering they never make the top 10, and we're always, like, right at the top.
We're like number 2, I think,
now. It's between us and Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
It's always between us.
So we need all the daylight we can get here. As a matter of fact, if they could put a big dome over the city with, like, a big lamp.
big, hydrogen-operated lamp.
Yeah, and, like, put us, like, all in a giant terrarium and, like, put sticks and stuff in there for us to play on and whatnot.
Right, and wheels and, you know, all kinds of
yeah.
Little castle things.
Yeah.
Walk by them and go, oh, look,
let's climb it, yeah.
And walk by it again, oh, look, it's a castle. You know.
And there's your education today, Ghostly Talk. There's too much crime in Detroit, therefore we need an extra hour.
Of daylight. Exactly.
Which sucks
for ghost hunting, that's all I got to say.
Well, yeah,
totally. Somehow ties it back into Ghostly Talk.
And you see, the Detroit ghost hunters, they're getting robbed at the hour of daylight. And I think that's a real problem. And I think we're going to have a protest on this down at the city square in Detroit next weekend. Who's with me?
I ain't going downtown. I don't know if you just heard, but the last 10 minutes of Ghostly Talk was about how crime-ridden it is.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I'm going to go downtown.
That's basically it. I thought I had to think of why they would do that, because we're fairly close.
Now, did you guys hear about those fires in Highland Park?
No.
Oh, yeah, they all, like, burned down a bunch of...
No, what happened?
There were four separate fires.
I spent the weekend in bed, so you're going to have to educate me here,
some
dude.
Some commercial building. No, this was last Thursday and Friday.
Friday the 13th.
I spent the week in bed, dude. You're going to have to educate me on this.
Basically, when I woke up to go to work, there were two
I
fires.
I did nothing.
God, that was good.
Nice. Huh?
There were two fires at that point. There was a commercial building, and there was like a pocket of like four houses.
Right.
But they were saying how they couldn't figure out why they were burning so hot and so fast.
Mm-hmm. Alien technology.
And then, like, right before I left for work, there's a third fire down the street.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a fourth fire.
It's a mini 9/11.
Well,
wow.
You know what happened. the Highland Park Fire Department truck pulled up, and they hooked up their hose to the fire hydrant, which proceeded not to work.
This is what this is. Are you making this up or
no? This is what happened.
Okay,
and they're like, okay, the fire hydrant doesn't work. You know, what do we do now? So they called four other fire departments in. So it was a four alarm fire.
Yeah.
But they ended up hooking up to other fire hydrants, I suppose. But they ended up getting it under control.
Well, how many buildings were burnt down though?
Quite a few, actually.
Now, were they crack houses, or were they just like, you know, were they actually like buildings people go into?
No,
and, like,
Highland Park.
Oh, God, there goes the whole Highland
Yeah, our Highland
Thank
Park
you for listening, Highland Park
our
people.
Our Highland Park
people
is now, tuning out.
It's Highland Park. Thanks, Scott. God, why would you want to live in a place like Highland Park? God, I mean, they could never live in a place like Frasier. You know, I mean, they were just a little too much way chic for them. Jesus, Doug. No, well, yeah.
Have you been?
I've been to Highland Park. I have to agree with you, Doug. Okay, more after the show. Okay, we'll talk about that. All right. So there was a fire.
Four of them.
They burnt the buildings down. Did they say what these buildings were for? Did they?
Well, the commercial buildings that were being burnt were empty, but I guess there was a big like crack bust. Like earlier that week or like a week before?
I think it was a month before or something.
Okay.
It was
the
very
month
recent.
Before in one of the buildings.
So somebody dropped their matches, obviously. You know, yeah.
Ow!
Yeah.
Throw it on the ground and then there you go.
And you're like, yeah, boom. Man, yo.
Big
hey,
blaze.
Look at that fire over there, man.
What can
That's
you do?
Really pretty, dude. You know, like, cool. And then the place burns down. And then they can't get. They tapped into
why
a hydrant.
Why are we talking about this?
The hydrants in Detroit don't work.
Why not?
Because our past mayors suck.
Okay, we're moving on. We're moving on because I don't want Tommy. I don't want that $80,000 SUV pulling up in front of this house and like.
Top of the barn to you.
Yeah,
Kwame Kilpatrick.
Yeah, doing a drive by on the haunted basement studios. We don't need that. But well, I agree with you. Well, we'll talk after the show, okay? I can't stand that idiot either.
Well, okay.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It started with Coleman Young.
My heart goes out to my heart goes out to the crackhead's home. I'm sorry you lost your home. I have no. Get as mad as you want, listeners. I have no right now, especially the state of mind I'm in. I have no sympathy for someone who does drugs.
Right.
I don't have any sympathy. Oh, my crack house burnt down. What am I ever gonna do? Get a job and maybe, you know, try to get off the junk. I mean, there's all these sympathetic people out there that want to help you.
Buy a crack trailer.
Get a trailer, yeah.
What's with that?
All right, let's move on. This is absolutely ridiculous.
We do have somewhat of a show.
Thank you for listening.
I
can just hear the phone call. Hey, I smoke crack and I take offense to that, okay?
Okay.
I am an upstanding citizen that goes to work and I smoke crack on my free time. I don't need that.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Let's move on. I think we're going to hell as it is right now, but okay.
Okay.
Only the past eight pre-shows aren't sending us to hell already.
These pre-shows are getting out of control. This one was kind of lame.
Well, let's have a meeting right now. We need to talk about these pre-shows, dude.
We're having a meeting?
Call it an order.
What, because this one was lame?
What?
This one was mild compared because we just talked over it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, sort of.
We talked over
it. We messed up the pre-show.
Listeners love the pre-shows.
Do they?
Yes.
Well, we got to.
Maybe we should only have pre-shows.
We'll just do a 2.5-hour pre-show.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Okay.
I can never come up with that much material for.
It's official. We're going to change the format of the show right now.
Just going to be all pre-show.
Yeah. We have to change the name, too. I don't know. What do you guys want to call it?
The Ghostly Talk pre-show.
Okay, go. Brilliant.
GTPS.
Brilliant.
Oh, I.
God, what do you
love
think?
It.
I hate when you think like that, Doug. It just makes me go to my knees.
I'm seeing this, and I'm liking it.
You're doing your William Shatner
impersonation. I'm trying to. But I'm doing about as good as.
As good as Henry Rollins did.
About as good as Henry Rollins did, yeah.
I wish I could file share that. I wish I could put that on the website because that is some of the funniest I've ever heard. We'll move on.
Hey, if you have not heard the Henry Rollins audio,
well, it's spoken
CD,
word,
spoken word CD.
It's on Talk Is Cheap Volume 4, Disc 2.
Oh, we listened to that. It was absolutely
That was like our audio coming back from Indiana last weekend, and I never heard Doug laugh so hard. I don't want to waste time going into it, but just if you get a chance, Behind Your Rounds, Spoken Word, Talk Is Cheap, Volume 4.
Mm-hmm.
This too.
Absolutely awesome.
It's a great
Absolutely awesome.
Story.
Okay.
Tamara Thorne is coming on the show.
That's what we have. We do have a show planned.
We do.
And it is Tamara Thorne, the noted and amazingly awesome horror writer.
Author, paranormal author. She does it all. She really covers a lot of ground in her books. And we like to have her come on, like every, you know, she was like, actually, if I can remember correctly now, and we've probably said this a billion times, she was one of the first guests we ever really had on the show. I think Mark Russell Bell was our first guest we tried out. You know, like, we're going to have a guest today to talk to somebody.
We're going
to... I think Tamara was this, like, maybe the second or something like that.
No, didn't we have like DJ Tron on? Or
No.
DJ Tron was after her.
Was after Tamara? Okay, then she might have been.
He was number three.
Okay, then it would have been Tamara.
And she made such an impression on us. We all fell in love with each other. We just had a ball.
We keep calling her, and you know, the restraining orders don't go over state lines. So
there's nothing she can do about it. We can just keep bothering her.
So she keeps answering. So I guess that's the way it'll be.
Everybody, including our listeners, always seem to have a lot of fun when Tamara comes on the show. So we love to have her come on every 6 months. Like, hey, Tamara, I think it's time for our conjugal interview. What do you think?
And what she does is, you know, she's really cool because she does do the investigations before
she
writes
the book. For her writing,
And so she's experienced paranormal stuff firsthand, and we get to talk about it. Really awesome.
Yeah, and she is a ghost hunter by trade. That's what she does.
And
her and Damien, her husband, they run around all over the country. I mean, and this is... I mean, I think we'd all love to have a job like this because, you know, she's clearly stated what her job is. I am a writer. I go out and check out haunted places, and I use that for my writing.
Yep.
And that's how she drives her income. That's how she lives. That's what she does. And I think we'd all love to have a job like that. I think that'd be really cool to be able to cruise around the country to all these neat places. And we do the best we can here at Ghost Talk. I mean, it's done all on our own income. So
yeah, this is the only weekend we've stayed home.
This is going to be the only weekend. This is the only weekend we're going to be staying home for May.
In all of May.
Yeah, all of May. This is the only weekend we didn't leave anywhere. Next weekend... Just a minute, maybe just get a little itinerary out there. We're going to Mansfield Reformatory again.
Maybe I should just leave the Haunted Basement Studio unlocked and let everybody just wander in.
Yeah.
Announcing to all of Detroit.
Shoot. Well, that's all right.
I have
the guard dogs. We have the pit bulls in the backyard.
Right, they're good.
They're wearing Ghostly Talk T-shirts.
Yeah,
there's one right there.
Yeah.
It's okay, Fifi. Sit down.
Hey, get Precious. We'll go get Precious.
Go get Precious, yeah.
Precious. Precious is in the house.
Precious is here. Hi, Precious. You're so pretty. Isn't she cute? She's a little, she's a pit bull. So yeah, the pit. Will, get away from that dog.
Oh gosh. That's pre-show.
What the hell happened? How do we go from going to Mansfield to having sex with pit bulls?
We're going to Mansfield on Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday.
Next Saturday. And then we're going to the Indianapolis 500, evidently.
Yeah, we're
going
to go to the Indianapolis 500 because we think there's going to be a lot of ghost hunters there.
There's going to be tons of ghost hunters at the Indianapolis 500.
Yeah,
so.
We're just going to walk around with our mic. Like I'm going to cite it because I watched one of his movies today. But we're going to go around Alex Jones style, ambush journalism on people.
Yeah.
So you liking the race? Oh yeah, I'm loving the race, man. This is a great time, man. Hey, you having a beer there? That's cool, man. Yeah, you know, you like beer. Okay, that's cool. Okay, hey, what do you think about ghosts? Huh?
Ghosts?
Yeah. So nice.
Yeah, what happens to you after you die?
Yeah, come on, tell us, and we'll grill them good. We'll put a light over their head. We'll have a light, like a kind of stick.
Right.
And we'll give them a cigarette. And we'll go, okay, go talk. Now, we'll turn the camera on. And we'll just grill people all over the Indianapolis 500.
That's what we'll be doing.
We're
going to
be
going from now.
I don't think that far ahead in life that much anymore. Does anybody know what really is going to be going down that weekend besides the race that we're going to be so put ourselves right in the middle of and sit in traffic for probably hours at a time to get from, like, you know, block A to block B probably? But do we have an itinerary set up?
Well, I don't know about you guys.
Okay.
But I'm going to go back to Edna C. Collins Bridge. I'm going to go
for Sunday.
That'll be Sunday.
I'm coming home that day.
And I'm going back to... Well, we could do Friday night. And I wanted to see the ghost light again.
I think we were driving that far. I thought we were going to go to, like, Dayton.
Dayton?
For Friday night. Fudge Road.
Oh, Fudge Road?
Too late. I already have a hotel.
For Friday night?
Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night.
Well, my thing, my problem I'm going to have with that is I got.
Can you guys tell we must not talk on cell phones all
it's
week?
Been, well, it's been a, it's been kind of a scarce couple of weeks with us. We've all been kind of going crazy.
Yeah.
That's the house excuse, I guess, nowadays. But, no, I know myself, I'm going to punch that kid. I'm going to go outside and just, like, go boom in the head, and he's going to fall. And I'm going to come back. We have kids in the front yard of the Haunted Basement Studio doing something. I don't know what to do.
Playing catch or something.
I know myself, I have to go back to work. I can't get the time off of work, so I have to play Friday night.
And so you'll be coming down Saturday.
I'm going to probably come out Saturday, spend the night, and come home.
I'm leaving right after work on Friday.
Yeah.
And I'm cruising down to somewhere about 30 minutes from...
You're going to be at
Danville.
Danville?
30 minutes from...
What I might do is...
Because you can't get a hotel anywhere in...
Yeah.
Like, a 30-minute radius of...
Well, what I may do, just to get more time down there, I might just leave out after we play Friday night and just drive through the night. Which, if I'm by myself, dude, I'm going to get there fast. Believe me, I'm going to get there real fast.
Yeah, you and 9 million other people going to the Indy 500.
I'm
going
to put the ZZ Top on as loud as I can, and I'm just going to put my foot to the floor. I'm just going to keep pushing the pedal till it stops.
See, I'm
going
to be riding with my brother, so we'll be listening to Patsy Cline the whole way.
There you go. But that's kind of like, that's going to be the weekend of the 28th.
What is she saying?
Your brother's going?
Yeah, he's thinking about it anyway.
Well, we were talking about that, too. I have to come back on Sunday.
Right.
I was talking about coming back on Sunday because I have to go back to work, unfortunately. And we were just going to cancel and not have a show that Sunday. But I've actually been buggering it around in my head a little bit about trying to maybe throw together like a little thing. It'll just be me here, so it'll be pretty boring. But
you'd have to have an earlier show, though, if you want to do 2 hours.
Or well, I might just do an hour, you know. And
okay.
We're going to work that out. So we might... we'll figure that out in the next couple of days.
I'll pack my ghostly gear up in a...
sack.
In the suitcase. Yeah, in the Santa sack.
Like one of those, like,
the
know,
GT Santa
bandana
sack.
Things you put over a stick. And just,
yeah.
You know, I'll just walk with it.
Put all that gear in there and you... put it into the...
Do whatever I got to do with it.
Yeah.
We'll figure that out. I might just come back, and then we might just... I might just contact you guys.
Ghostly Talk for that weekend is officially canceled.
It's canceled, yeah.
There is none. But if you want to resurrect it...
I might. It just depends. We'll have to see what happens. I would like to maybe just do something if we can. You know, we'll work it out. I mean, maybe I can get a report from you guys down there. I can talk about what we did a little bit and then get a hold of you
guys. Yeah, now that we got Gizmo here.
Yeah. We can, I can probably maybe contact you guys and we can talk a little bit.
Turn that up. Let's do some like...
Oh, we're going to do a demonstration?
Yeah, we're going to do a demonstration of Gizmo.
Watch this. Here's Gizmo.
That's Gizmo.
Yeah. That's his name. Yeah. We actually have a piece of tape on there that says Gizmo.
Gizmo.
That's Gizmo, the phone thingy.
So now that we have Gizmo.
I smelled that one coming, dude.
No light! No light! No light!
So now
Gizmo,
we...
Caca. I love that. That's my favorite part.
Oh, no.
It's true that the gremlin smoked weed, probably, because...
Gizmo, caca.
Apparently, Gizmo was full of marijuana, and they wanted to rip him open like a piñata. And just smoke his insides.
Wow.
So that's kind of like the itinerary, like, loosely, very, very... very loosely what's going to be happening. I think everything for next weekend's pretty much in the bag. We got that all worked out.
Next weekend's cool. But yeah, I want
to... What am I thinking here? I'm playing this coming Friday.
Right. So you can't go... Me and Will are going Friday.
No.
Down
to Mansfield. I'm mixing my weekends up, man. The week after that's Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
I don't play. So I can leave out any time with you guys.
Right. You just have to be back Sunday night.
I just have to be back Sunday night, so I'm going to probably drive separately. I'm going to probably have to because I don't want to be... dragging you guys back. Even more loose, because I can't remember my dates anymore. That's kind of what's going to be happening.
Here, you need one of these.
Oh, a PDA?
Yeah.
Oh, very
PDA.
Cool.
You could just, like...
Just need to go to Mansfield. Here's the date. We're looking forward to going to Mansfield again. It's going to have... From what I understand, there's going to be, like, just a pile of Indiana ghost trackers that are going to be there.
Yep.
And they asked us if we wanted to come out and hang with them, so we're like, yeah, let's do it again. So that's kind of like our weekend of...
They're not actually ghost hunting, though. That weekend.
What are they doing?
I don't know, but they're not ghost hunting. So we're planning on sneaking away.
We're just going to sit out front and smoke cigarettes and talk.
And then get away.
Get away. And
somehow and go to... I want to go to Edna C. Collins again. I want to go to the Spooklight Hill.
Well, I'm talking about Mansfield.
Oh, Mansfield?
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be insane. No, they're planning on ghost hunting the entire time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so like 6 a.m. Crack it on.
Yeah, that was just crack it on.
Donuts are fresh, you know, stuff like that.
I want to go. We did last time we were there. We did. I know I did that little experiment in that room by myself. Mm-hmm. And I ran that audio for about 3 hours, which was just entertaining as all can be, because we were discussing this last weekend, myself and Mike, I believe, and a couple other people were talking about that. And, you know, one of the big rules at Mansfield, which I agree with him 150% on this, is you don't run around that building and scare people.
Right.
People are in there trying to, like, you know, see stuff, hear stuff, trying to, you know, collect evidence.
They're that's not going to happen with IGT anyway.
Well, yeah, okay.
This is IGT's house. Mm-hmm. They bought all the slots.
As far as that stuff goes, but, yeah. You know, the majority of the time. But when I was up in that room, I was by myself about 90% of the time. You guys come up there and hung out for a little while. But I did the best I could, because I was right in the corner of the room, and the only light I really had was from a laptop, your laptop.
Right.
And I did have a flashlight, but it was out. I was just chilling out, just kind of relaxing. And I was just, you know, I had the headphones on, trying to monitor things a little bit. But when I'd hear, like, you know, thump, thump, oh, this place is scary. I would, you know, take the flashlight, and it was a big old mag light. I would aim it out the door and just go tink, tink, and give him a couple of flashes just to let him know I was there.
Right.
And what usually happened was, you know, dink, dink, what was that? And I'm like, so I do it again. Dink, dink. Mm-hmm. Thinking, okay, they just need another one. Oh, my God, I have to go. Oh, my God, what is that? And you start hearing the hyperventilating and all this stuff. And I'm like, oh, this is ridiculous. And I'm not laughing, mind you. It's funny, but I'm not laughing. I'm going, Jesus Christ. Dink, 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 dink. And you hear him from the room. And I turn the light. Ah! I'm like, hello, hi.
I tried to warn you.
Yeah. Scott L. from Ghostly Talk. I'm not trying to scare you. What are you doing? I'm playing with a computer in a room, you know. So there's actually some pretty interesting conversations that got recorded on there. But, I mean, there was a lot of great people last time we were there. We're looking forward to it again. We're going to be, and it's going to be even cooler. Excuse me, because it is going to be the whole lot of the Indiana Ghost Trackers out there. A lot of people we met last weekend, and we're looking forward to seeing everybody out there again. I think it'll be really cool.
I got my receipt.
Oh, I've had mine for weeks.
Okay, good.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I got mine a week or two ago or whatever.
Don't forget your receipt.
I gave it to Bonnie.
You gave it to Bonnie?
Yeah.
Did she, like, laminate it for you in a minute?
Yeah, she put it on a lanyard.
Put a barcode on it?
What do they call it? A lanyard, so that I can have it around my neck. And she's going to pin it to my shirt so that there's
no problems.
That I've paid. Yeah.
And then you are Doug.
I'm Doug.
Doug. That's all your name is going to be.
Doug.
I'm Doug of the mountain. I am Doug of the mountain. I am here to investigate your glorious building. You'll have, like, a shield and a sword and all that good stuff. Super Doug. Yes. Big D on your chest.
Two people preceding me with horns.
Yeah, yeah. You roll the red carpet out as you walk in. That'd be great.
Ta-da.
Yeah.
Doug.
Oh, yeah. I am here. Here is my receipt.
I have brought forth from the United States Postal Service mail system my receipt. And then lay it on the counter. Grandiose fashion.
No, actually, I think you should get a silver plate for it.
And then six people turn their flashlights on it.
And they play. Yeah, and the and horns then, start playing.
Yeah,
the horns start playing. That is absolutely. Yeah, I think I'm gonna get a silver thing for you.
A silver platter.
Yeah, why would you want to have it in your hand?
Oh, I know. But you could carry out a silver platter.
Give it a silver ride right to the table. Set it down.
I think we're giving something away.
Yes, we are.
I think
we should let that go.
We should definitely not talk about that.
No more. Or some of us are not going to come out of that building.
We may go in, but they don't come out.
Yeah. What?
Zip it.
Let's take a break.
Break.
I think we've slaughtered this segment.
Break.
No, there's a lot going on. That's everything's going to happen. We're starting this summer out right, I think. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of stuff to talk about, too.
We didn't get to do as much ghost hunting last year as I would have liked to have done.
Yeah.
Well,
there was just so many great people
there.
There
isn't a break yet. It's just all ghost hunting, and I love it.
Yeah.
I am all for it.
I want to go to Chicago this summer.
You want to go to the Haunted Hooters?
No. I do want to go there. That's Friday night.
I want to go Haunted Hooters, too.
What I want to do is I want to do a stakeout of Archer Avenue in Justice, Illinois, where Resurrection Mary is.
Okay.
I want to do a stakeout of that road all night long.
And if she shows up, give her a ride in the car?
Basically, yeah.
Okay.
Interviewer, you know.
Where are you from?
People have claimed to have conversations with her.
Right. Okay. Right, they have. That's what they've done.
I want to stake it out. I want to have people up and drive. I want to get people to, you know, from IGT if they want to go. I want everybody to go and stake out that road.
Okay.
I want cameras.
I don't hear you in my headphones.
Oh, God.
I want cameras,
he's not talking in the mic.
All sorts of stuff all down that road.
We're all going to get arrested. You know that. what are you guys doing? You have cameras. You're taking pictures of that building over there. Well, actually, there's a girl standing in front of that building, but you just can't see her. Okay, get in the truck. Let's go.
Hang on. The paddy wagon's on its way.
Yeah. There we go. Good idea. Good idea, Will. I'm looking forward to spending some time in the Chicago penal system that weekend. I think it'll be a great time.
We need a paddy wagon over there.
Will, take us out, please. Get us out of here. We need to go away for at least 5 minutes. We're going to get Tamara Thorne on the phone, yo.
We'll be back.
This is Barry White.
Tamara Thorne.
I'm Van Zandt West from TrinityScience.com, and you're listening to Ghostly Talk.
Just when you thought it was safe to get drunk, then say hi to your friends.
Drunken Dialing.
Drunken Dialing.
Just when you thought it was safe, make that late night booty call.
Drunken Dialing.
Drunken Dialing.
Oh!
Oh. In the house.
Oh.
There's a kangaroo kickboxing in my
body. Oh.
www.drunkendial.com.
Good night. Say good night. Say good night, dummy.
Jeff Walmsley of MothmanLives.com, co-author of Mothman Facts Behind the Legend, and you're listening to Ghostly Talk.
Ghostly Talk, sticking our nose in the world's business.
What happened to your journalistic responsibility?
What do you mean journalistic responsibility? I talk about aliens for crying out loud.
Yeah? And what do you think aliens are?
Why talking about this kind of stuff?
Aliens'
responsibility is usually holding the truth back. I'm trying to bring it back out to people and let them see these things.
There you go.
I think we got one vote on your side, Clyde.
What are you talking about?
Well, you do. A lot of people are on my side, I think.
Well, that's good. That's good.
These headless earphones, my
headless
God.
Headless earphones.
I was going to say that, too.
Wireless earphones. Cordless.
Take that completely out of account. I did not say that for real. I just corrected myself on the air. These wireless headphones.
Much better.
They're like you said earlier, we look like a couple of aliens. That's
yes,
why,
we do.
And that's the bottom line why we do not have a webcam down here.
Thank
because
heaven.
We would look absolutely ridiculous with these headphones on. But they're very cool. Because there's like, you know, we can just like dance around. Well, not
right.
You know, sort of. Because Will's in the way of the thing, and it makes funny sounds if you like bend over or do something strange. So, yeah, like
hey.
That. Thanks, Will. That's great. My eardrums are tweaking out.
They
now,
work on IR, infrared.
Ooh.
Somehow.
So we have like infrared going into our brains right now.
Right.
So that's
pointing right at. It was pointing at Will mostly. So.
Okay, Will.
He's absorbing.
Actually, Will, I need you to move back just about 2 inches. Thank you very much. Don't move the rest of the night now.
Very.
You
got to
stay stationary the whole time.
Soak up that IR. For
Soak me. It up for us because we need to use you as a buffer between us. Okay. We'll start throwing a second head in a couple weeks and stuff, and it's talking to him and all that good stuff. It's
next week,
fun.
Infrared causes cancer.
Yeah. It's gonna be great. There is somebody on our phone line.
Yes, there is.
I think she's just kind of chilling out right now.
Mm-hmm.
She's laying
she's
dormant.
In the background. She's like,
what is she?
What's going on?
She's moaning or something. Whoa,
what
hey.
Am I in for?
Are you all right? Tam, are you okay over there?
She sounds like
we're going to have to patch 911 into this line, too, it sounds.
That wasn't 911.
How are you doing this evening, Tamara?
Oh, I'm fine. How about you?
There's something going on. I think somebody got some rayon gas going down here or something in the vents. I don't know because
call me daddy.
Oh!
No, hey. Okay, well, that's enough. Will.
Oh my God.
Will has been waiting.
Will has been waiting years.
He's been waiting. Yeah, he woke up this morning with that in mind. He's been waiting all day to play that thing for
you,
camera.
He wanted to play that clip for you.
Oh my God.
I like it.
Can we please talk about something paranormally related tonight?
The first half hour of the show was hilarious, but I was hoping it would get, you know, somewhat serious. But you never know.
We tied it. We brought it. We always bring it back around, and we're going to bring it back around tonight.
Yes, we will.
Tamara,
you try to be serious with me.
We're going
to
be. I think that's why.
We keep bringing you back.
Right.
Because you bring such levity to the show.
Well, yeah, it's always a good time. That's why we love we love to have you on the show, Tamara. It's always a great time to have you on, and we always learn something too. That's the most important thing. Is even though we do laugh a lot and talk about a lot of sex related stuff, I still learn something from you, and that's the most important thing to me. Now we always love to hear about your travels. That's that's like the big thing. I love you always tell us about all these cool things. You're cruising around the country.
Well, last time we talked, she couldn't tell us where the place was.
Oh, yeah, it's confidential.
Like that. So I'm wondering if that has been released, if there's like no non-disclosure agreements
anymore. It's not released yet, but...
We didn't get a memo or anything.
I know, we didn't get a memo.
No, I mean, the book is...
The book isn't released yet. The book is okay. The book's
not
there.
Released yet. No, it's Arizona.
Okay, it's Arizona.
Right.
Yeah, we can play 20 questions.
I don't want to do that to you. We don't want to do that to you. Well, you obviously you went to Arizona to do this research. Am I correct?
Right. A few times.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, when you find a good haunted room, you just like to keep going back.
Okay. Well,
that I agree with.
Did there,
except for maybe the Baymont or whatever it was that we were in for my brother's wedding. That was just, like, spooky.
That was a scary room.
That was a scary room.
Why
Baymont?
Was it scary?
Well, because the door...
We think it was freshly haunted. That's the problem.
Still had that smell.
It still had that freshly haunted... door was ripped off from
outside. No, just so you understand, Tamara, we walked in the room that night. Mm-hmm. And this was Doug's brother. Who got married that night. So we're all happy and we've all been drinking. Well, except for Doug. He was like the DD that night. And we walked in the room and I noticed, it was the first thing I saw. We shut the door and I looked. Well, the door wasn't shut right.
Right.
The door wasn't
like
shut.
It was off
its
hinge a little
bit.
It was weird.
And the door, I'm like, why is this door shutting right? And I look at the where the door connects to the wall. And there's about 800. And I mean that
at
literally.
At least 800.
800 screws put in the door, like randomly. Just randomly put in the door.
Along the edge.
Yeah,
where
on the edge.
The,
in the
yeah.
jam?
Yeah.
In where the door jam is.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we got to thinking, like, okay, this door was obviously opened by force.
This was later on. Okay, now.
Is this from inside or outside?
Inside.
Well, we were on the inside at that point.
Yeah, yeah.
But okay. we were in the dark. There's like four of us were there.
Yeah.
Karma and I were in one bed, and you and Bonnie in the
other.
Yeah,
we crashed out.
And so we were all crashing in the beds. And
don't be making no rumors either. Nothing happened.
No, nothing happened.
Everybody just hung out.
And but then we had the I complained about the air conditioning, so Scott
said
that he had turned it on, but he didn't really, and you have to push the blue button, and you know, so Karma fixed that. And then so we're laying there, it's all dark, and I go, why would somebody have to take the door off from the outside?
Yeah. And we all just kind of pulled our covers up over our heads. Because we were thinking, like, there's the ghost of Crackhead Past, like, flying over our heads or something. And so we all just kind of, like, just closed our eyes and said, well, might not wake up tomorrow.
Why would a hotel manager have to break into the room, you know?
Why would they? Well, the thing that really made
mm-hmm. Did you look under the box spring?
Yes, we did.
Yes, we looked.
Yes, we did. I was like, you know, eyes closed, lift up the mattress to see if there's any corpses in there or something or anything under the bed or anything even in the drawer. Who knows?
Well, Bonnie checks the drawers now automatically whenever we go to any hotel.
I like to rip up the carpet.
Yeah, we
under here.
We brought in like CSI the team and we brought them in there and had them check the whole thing out and apparently they couldn't determine what happened that the night before possibly in the hotel.
Right.
But somehow we got put in this room that night and
it was amazing.
Very it was
yeah.
very. I mean the door just did it, that. The door didn't work and did somebody say something to the hotel manager about that? I thought somebody said, hey, you know if you're going to have a drug bust, you know, could you maybe, like, you know, put a caution sign over the door so we don't go in there or something? Because
I wonder...
Where was this place?
No, I don't think we should do that.
It was in Michigan.
It was in Michigan. We'll leave it at that. And
but it was just a brand-new hotel. But I'm thinking, why would they have to break into one of their own hotel rooms? And it's the only answer that comes out that I keep thinking of is if they engage the, like, privacy lock that, mm-hmm. you know, like mm-hmm. the slider bar or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and then, you know, because the hotel manager would have a pass key, of course, to the room.
Yeah, all
the
rooms.
Into any room.
Yeah.
Unless that actual latch was latched.
Was locked over,
and
yeah.
So what happens is whoever was in the room couldn't physically
get
open
up,
the latch.
Yeah, and open it on their own.
Right.
Which
but they might not have been in the room anymore. It's a locked room mystery. How high up was it?
Oh, okay. It was about eight. It was eighth floor.
Yeah,
eighth floor.
Did you check for new glass in the windows?
I didn't look at that.
Interesting.
The CSI people didn't look at the window. I know that.
Right.
We discussed.
You didn't check the sidewalk below.
Ooh. That could be. Maybe it's a haunted sidewalk.
Yeah,
outside.
We should have slept there, huh?
Yeah, we could have slept there.
We should have just brought our sleeping bag.
What are you doing getting drunk before you go in a haunted hotel room? Haven't you ever watched a horror movie?
It was a wedding. It was a wedding.
I know, but you smoke a doobie, you don't get drunk.
That could have been a classic horror film right there.
That would have been. I know. Don't close the door. Oh, they're done.
And then I could have been like, and I would have like run down the hallway like about mile a year.
And then
tripped
over like a piece of paper on the floor.
And then I would have laid there, and then I would have turned around, and I'd been like backing up with my, like walking on my butt and my hands, going.
and then of course, whatever it is.
And then everything just blacks out. That's
right.
And then we go to like the restaurant.
We were at the Horton Grand in San Diego for the Ghost Tracker Con.
Oh, yeah.
Speaker.
Okay.
And we had 309. Now, that's the notorious haunted room there. Wyatt Earp hung out there, of course. He hangs out everywhere, though. There's no place in the West you can't find Wyatt Earp. but supposedly some guy named Roger something, Roger Williams, he was a card player, and he cheated, and he got in the armoire of 309 and was shot to death in there, and his ghost still haunts it. Well, this is all really good, except it was a different hotel, not the same armoire, not the same room. But the room is hot or cold, depending on the temperature. could not get the door to open. And this happened repeatedly. And I finally sat down and read the room journal. And it seems that everybody thinks that when the door won't open, that's because the ghost doesn't want you in, and it upsets the attendants and all that, too.
Okay.
And maybe because I had people with me and I was being all macho, it didn't bother me at all. I figured it was the humidity.
Okay.
Raining slightly. My cat just bit me.
Your cat just put the cat...
He's a mean pussy. Yeah. He's 21. He has no teeth.
Okay, so he just, he don't bite, he just gnaws.
He's
just
gumjit.
Yeah.
He's just gumjit.
Yeah. So he shows me he loves me. Or is hungry. And we finally got in the room, and the best, some of the people that stayed in there were absolutely batshit insane. But other ones were quite frightened, a few weren't interested. And then the best entry in the journal started out, "I've been here 45 minutes. Nothing stirring except in my pants."
What? Oh, my God.
Somebody wrote that in the journal?
I've got the picture of the journal to prove it.
Somebody didn't go there to ghost hunt, obviously.
Well, it was like from a couple months before. And everybody there was writing things in the journals, and I don't think anybody was writing any true stuff. I sure didn't write down what really happened. But, you know...
No, they have to buy the book to find out. I mean, hey.
Another big thing that happens there is the haunted armoire. A-R-M-O-I-R. Armoire? I believe that's how you say it.
Okay.
Armoire. That's
armoire.
How
what is an armoire?
That's here in the United States. It's armoire.
Armoire.
That's French.
Yeah. it's supposed to open by itself. It's also supposed to thunk and boom and all sorts of things.
Well, I don't even know what an armoire is.
It's like
a closet that's not in the closet.
Right, it's a closet that... It's a piece of furniture.
Okay.
Yeah, it's to hang your clothes in.
Okay,
yeah,
all right.
The modern equivalent is if you go into some places, some people have their TV in an enclosed... an enclosed like TV cabinet with doors that looks that's inspired by armoires because it has the doors that close
the enclosure.
But before they built closets into houses, they would just put a piece of furniture in there and hang up their clothes in this armoire.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, that was really nice. It would go with my TV armoire. But it opened on its own several times, and we were going, "Oh, whoa." And then we figured out how to latch it right, and so that stopped happening.
Oh, okay.
We had cold spots. Oh, it was great.
Wow.
As far as the size, I mean, I don't want, like, dimensions and measurements, but how big was the room? I mean, was it a large room? Was it a smaller room?
It was, by California standards, normal size. It had two double beds. No, they were queens. There were two queens in the room and us.
Okay.
That sounds like California.
Sounds like a good time right there.
Only a window with a desk, and it was a good sized room. And the bathroom. Oh, there was one thing that happened in there that was, you know, other than cold spots and dowsing rods going crazy and our friends getting just ghost hangovers up the wazoo. the bathroom. It had a transom over the door. So we chose the most haunted bed to sleep in, which was the farthest from the bathroom. We left the bathroom light on and closed the door so just a little light came through the transom so I could take pictures in the middle of the night if anything good happened.
That's a whole different show.
No, it's not. So bathing gets done in the bathroom. Now, one thing we always put, not only he, that man has never left a lid up in his life, which is why I love it, or a seat.
Right.
But both of us, yeah, both of us keep the lid down because cats, you know, things fall in at home.
Right.
You know, fall in. And so it's a habit. So he was done in the bathroom. I went in second and, of course, finished off by taking a whiz. And then I put the lid down and flushed. so I wouldn't lose my contact lenses. And I went to bed, and I read for about 20 minutes and decided I wanted some water. I walked back in the bathroom, and the lid and the seat were up.
Really?
It was so cool. Yeah, wee-wee, yeah.
No, really. I mean, that's
really,
that's
honest
like...
to God, that's true. That's there were a lot more obvious things with temperature changes and stuff, but this one, if it had just been the lid, I could have thought maybe I just forgot to put it down. But I wouldn't go in and leave the seat up. They were both up. That was the coolest ghost joke I ever saw.
Because that takes a lot of energy. I mean, that's physical phenomena.
It has to be. It just blew me away. I still can't quite believe it, except that we don't do that. And I certainly, you know, if I lifted both seats up and sat down, I would have fallen in.
Right. So you're being not used to it, being a habit, and then and you closed them yourself.
Yeah, I was the last in. He never went in again, and you know, even if he had, he always puts the seat back down and the lid.
Right.
But
he's trained well.
I couldn't be sure. But
that's
one wild. More toilet ghost for me. I
that's gotta be one of my biggest fears. Is like. And it would be the most embarrassing thing, too, is I've thought about this. You know, I mean, we've been doing this for a little while, you know, studying paranormal events and phenomena. And, you know, I've heard little sprinkles of stories here and there about people. Well, see, I was in the bathroom, and I was just, you know, just doing my ritual after work every day, and all of a sudden this thing appeared in front of me. I mean, what do you do?
That's got to be, that's got to be, like, the most embarrassing kind of ghost.
And it's got to be the most frustrating thing to be a ghost hunter, though, too. You're like, okay, I'm a ghost hunter. I'm going to the bathroom.
And
I'm thinking of nothing else but going to the bathroom. And then all of a sudden...
Hopefully don't have all your equipment with you. You know?
Yeah, no, most likely you don't.
Hang on, I'll just take a picture of this.
I mean, that's a serious ghost hunter. That's serious.
That would be really serious.
Like you carrying a camera around, you know, hanging around your neck in the bathroom.
Yeah. Ooh, let me video this.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, that's where I sat to take the pictures of the journal. It's what comes up through the... What if somebody was chopped up in little bitty bits, like in that old Gene Hackman movie? Yeah, that's cool. And it's put down the toilet, so the toilet's haunted, and it reaches up and grabs you.
That's
that would bother me.
That's what I one of the other variations I thought of. I'm a human being, and I'm an animal, and I do that thing every day usually. And sometimes when you're sitting there, you're like, "Geez, oh Pete, you know, if something touched me, if something just like breathed on me, the first thing I would think of would be, what are you doing down there? Okay." Same thing I would freak, right? I'd be jumping up, literally.
Yeah,
the one time I'd want to know it was a real, you know, a snake or something.
That's happened, though.
And that I've heard has happened.
That's happened, and that's another fear I have. Even of my love of the serpent, I'm a huge snake buff, but that's the last place I want to, you know, come in contact with one. I mean, the zoo's fine, the pet store's cool. The bathroom, I'm going to scratch that off
the
list.
Not a big fan of that.
No,
yeah.
I don't want to deal with that.
Yeah, you guys don't earn any fun at all.
What was that?
You guys aren't any fun at all.
No, no, not in there. That's a private place.
Well, it is, and you know, a ghost should have more common sense than that. All right? Yeah. Have a little bit more courtesy. I mean, if you want to scare me, fine, go right ahead. I mean, I'm mm-hmm. cool with that. That's what our passion is down here. Let's keep it out of the restaurant.
Well, do you get scared?
What, myself?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I've been scared before. I'm a lot less scared than I used to be, but these guys can attest to that. There's been a few times where I'm like, I'm getting out. I got to go. I mean, we promote that here. I mean, if you're scared, be scared. That's a healthy thing, in my opinion. But, I mean, if you can learn from that and can take something away from that, that's good.
If you're in Savage House in the middle of the night and you start hearing things, it's time to get out.
Well, we just talked about it in the first segment. The first segment. 3-4 years ago, I could have never dreamed of myself sitting by myself in a dark room at an abandoned prison.
Right.
With a computer in front of me and a bunch of recorders and a flashlight. By myself for 3 or 4 hours. I would have never dreamed about doing something like that 3 or 4 years ago. I had the heebie-jeebies beyond all belief. But, you know, I got scared. People knew I was scared. I acknowledged the fear that I had, and I learned from that, I hope. And now I can do something like that and still be very comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
That takes balls, 3 or 4 hours alone, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, we had visitors, like we were talking about that. We had visitors come in there. But
yeah, sometimes people would wander in.
Yeah, generally, I mean, I just sat there.
And mostly, you'd scare them.
Yeah, I didn't want to. It was an accident.
You mean live ones or dead ones?
Live people.
No, these were live ones.
As far as I know, they were alive. I mean,
in
a physical sense, they were alive. I mean,
you were supposed to, like, if anything goes on and like people are wandering around, you have to let them know where you are.
Yeah.
So he would flash the light.
Yeah.
You know, to let them know I'm in here doing a, you know,
I'm doing some recording.
Doing a recording, but they would take it as.
What is that?
It's a ghost light. Yeah, they took it completely the wrong way.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to let them know.
That's just a courtesy, I thought. You know, I mean.
But it turns out it frightened them more than if you had just not done anything.
I felt bad too. I'm like, I'm sorry. You know.
We were upstairs with six people. Six of us were upstairs at Whaley House in San Diego, the same convention, and we were waiting out some ghosts and graveyard tour that was mm-hmm. downstairs, and it's fine. I'd been in there like a week before on a private investigation. I knew the place, and we're fine, and then we can hear the people downstairs, and then suddenly somebody screamed, and that was the only time I yelled a really dirty word. Not as dirty as the ones on Deadwood, but, well, that's one of them, but not the multi-syllabled one.
Classifications of dirty words.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Was the person, like, truly frightened, or was it a
scream? It was a tour group, and they were probably pretty well lubricated on margaritas by mm-hmm. that time of night.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they heard one of the Whaley House Trace's footsteps, which we did hear mm-hmm. downstairs when no one was up there. That's a real common phenomenon there. But we were up there kind of standing still waiting for them to leave, and not standing that still. And so I guess we scared them.
Ooh.
Which is what I live for. So. and they
true.
Scared me back.
Wow.
So I always think of fear as something fun.
Well, it is. I mean, we have amusement parks all over the country, mm-hmm. for example.
Yeah.
And the idea, if you break it down to its fundamental aspects, okay, you're going to put me in this cart, and you're going to drive me up 200 feet in the air, and then you're going to basically drop me. And there's, like, no blinders or anything on me. I get to watch this whole thing happen. That's
it's
a pretty it's a traumatizing experience when you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow,
yeah.
People love it. I like it, too. I'm deathly afraid of heights, but for some reason, I love to ride roller coasters. I get a
wooden
kick
one.
Out of it. What's
oh,
that?
Wooden ones. It's nothing that goes backwards.
The old wooden ones. The,
yes.
One of my favorite ones at Cedar Point, for example, was the original.
The Gemini.
No, Gemini wasn't wooden, was it?
The Gemini was wooden.
But there was a different one, the even older one.
Blue Streak,
yeah.
Yeah.
These are all class. That's a classic example right there. People love to be scared. People go to horror films to be scared.
People
come out ghost.
Cameron Thorne's book.
To be scared.
To be
exactly.
Scared. Yeah.
People.
Yeah, I scare myself when I write them.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah.
fear is a great thing. I mean, we've learned that from a lot of people that have been on this show, is just that idea right there, is that fear can be a good thing if you learn from it, if you face it too. Some people don't want to face their fears. I mean, the idea, like I said before, 4 years ago when I said, I want to go ghost hunting, the idea was like, okay, so I have to, here's, and I learned from people, I talked to people, I read books, and they said, okay, you need to get a camera and a flashlight and, you know,
and go to a cemetery.
And go to a cemetery by yourself at nighttime, which the idea then was like, oh my God.
Why would I do that?
Why would I do that? Now it's like, you know, like growing hair and going into credit debt. I mean,
you just
go and you do it. I mean, that's how we, and it isn't like, well, I'm bored of it now, but it's like, it's always interesting to take people that have never done it before out.
Oh, it's great fun. No, see, what frightens me are live people that are lurking in those places.
That's the
people that can get you.
Yeah, they're the ones you need to be afraid of. But it is always interesting, and it's. I don't like to use people as lab rats, but it's interesting.
Yeah, I do.
It's interesting to take people out that have done it for the first time with the experience that, you know, that we're armed with now when we go out there. People go out there, and they are nervous, and you know, it's always our job. I like to think it's our job to go, hey, look, you know, I understand you're a bit nervous, but that's the one thing I tell them. I'm like, dead people really can't hurt you. It's the living people you need to watch out for. So if you see somebody and you touch them and they're like, you know, they're solid, like Will is right next to me now while I'm pushing him and stuff like that, you might, and you don't know who that person is, and they, you know, they have a big axe in their hand or something, you might want to worry about that person more than the anomaly you picked up on your photos, okay?
Hey, axe murderer, look, do you think this is the norm?
Yeah.
Oh, God save me from orbs.